have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everyone, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh and Johnny. As Illinois beats Iowa by a score of 106-94, boys, they play the Big Ten tournament in an NBA arena. I did not want to watch an NBA game tonight. There is a reason why I like college basketball and not the NBA. It felt like I was watching like Warriors Bucks out there for a couple minutes, just seeing the boys like trade threes and then not, you know, play transition defense. That was nuts. So let's talk about it until this game is obsolete in like, you know, 20 hours.
Yeah. I mean, that was a very fast paced, high scoring game. Very happy to be on the winning side of it. It did remind me of that Minnesota game last year where Minnesota shot the lights out, had one of their best games, and it was just Illinois is just better at offense. Sorry. We just are. So much Peyton Sanford talk. I guess happy for him. He went out swinging. A lot of shots, like his little shoulder tape thing. A lot of shots of the camera to his mom. It was
two kids on the team. Two kids on the team. It's always so funny when a player has just like a nuts stat line and then loses. It's kind of funny. It's like, dude, you shot lights out.
He was a player coach. If you recall that time,
he was still being demonstrative, according to Andy Katz at the under eight. He was. it was like the guys, coach is right.
Coach is right. Coach just got ejected and gave the other team four free throws. He's right.
Coach had a 7:30 flight to they fly Indy once from Indy to Cancun. There was one direct flight a day and it's at 7:30 and Fran needed to make sure that he got that flight. So he needed to get out. It was weird because, it didn't look like it was anything above a level of chalantness that he said to him. Andy Katz was like, it must have been like an amalgamation of a lot of things that he had said. But that was it's a bad time for that, for four free throws from KJ.
Yeah, it wasn't great. he must have said like a magic word or something.
The magic word. Got it.
But I think that if I'm a coach of kids who are in a game, I should never have, and I've said this about Brad before too, I should never have the actions that I do cause us to lose points. I should really only trying to be gaining
points. It doesn't lose them points. It gets the other team more points.
Right, which is technically them losing points.
Well, did Iowa's scoreboard go down after KJ hit those free throws?
No.
Okay. And you work in accounting?
It's like a debit to an accrual account. You'll understand.
Yeah. I'll understand. Yeah, when I take my CPA. Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Where it's like these coaches get on these guys like so hard for 40 minutes, and then you get it to nine. You have the ball. You've got some momentum, and then just boom, four free throws in the ball. Credit to Iowa. They went on their own little mini run there to get back to I think nine, and then KJ hits that three again, and Illinois eventually did put it away, but. Yeah, that's a tough, weird way to like end your whole season.
Yeah, it was just strange. Strange. Yeah, there's rumors that Fran could get fired, but it was just strange. Fran didn't seem upset about getting thrown out. Like it seemed like he knew what he was doing there.
Yeah.
Says it once, gets the technical, says something again to get the second technical. Like it was just strange. It was both like odd that he got a technical in the first place. But he clearly knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
So it was just like, what are we doing?
It was, you're right. It almost seemed like he was like fishing for that second. Where it's like, you're on thin ice in that moment. Like the moment you get a tech, you got to like shut your mouth. But it felt like he almost had an agenda to get out of the arena, to hit the showers, before the under 12 there. So that was interesting. Yeah. But that doesn't take away from.
Exactly. The three 20-point scorers in the game for us. I mean, that was so much fun to watch. Like, Will continued to just stay hot. Trey White continued to stay hot. And I felt like the offensive MVP was probably Tommy. The way that he was scoring, passing, rebounding. Like the offense when he's in the game, it's so smooth because the amount of back cuts that he's able to like pass and find, like the dude is just on fire. It's strange that the guy that I'm worried about most on offense is Kasperis, is our lottery
Yeah,
pick. Like
he's
he's in a
major.
little bit of a funk right now. Everyone else has figured it out. So like Kylan too, awesome.
Good for Kylan. Again, people have been so critical of his offense all year, and for him to come in and just be so effective on offense, again, like, hell yes, Kylan. So happy for him. In big game Boz in
Yeah, big game
it's
Boz.
po boys, it's postseason basketball. And all the games are big from here on out. So big game Boz is here to play. So I'm happy for Kylan. Yeah, he can hit some threes. I know he what was it 21, 22% 3-point shooter going into the season. If he can hit some threes this postseason, if him and Tommy, especially Tommy, can hit some of those threes, I know it's like a no shit moment. But like, yeah, if this team hits their threes, you're not putting up 106 points, obviously, like in a tournament game, but. If what do we want? We went 12 for 26 from three. When was the last time we shot that well from three this season? Probably in non-con, there was some.
Yeah, that Arkansas game, we kind of shot the lights out, but
Sure.
Indiana,
oh yeah, Oregon,
Oregon.
okay, fine. So there have
yeah.
been, but those were
yeah,
all games early on.
yeah,
Oh
yeah, you're right,
yeah.
you're right. It
In the
was
big.
good to see that we still have it in there.
Right. So if you can shoot, if the guys, if three can be a thing,
Yeah.
if
Wait,
three
do we
can,
want to do our segue to the Kylan talk on Twitter in right now, or do we want to wait until after that?
Is there
What's the
Kylan
Kylan
talk?
talk on
Oh
Twitter?
no. Oh no. You guys weren't you I bless your hearts for not have for being participative. Did you guys see the Arizona beat
Oh
reporters?
yeah, that guy.
Okay,
I
not
loves
there's
the
two.
dog
There's
Kylan.
two.
Yeah.
There's two. The
Okay.
247 guy as well. Let's do this later. Let's continue to talk about the game and then we can talk about it. But little tease there. That's what I'm doing. I'm like keeping the listeners.
Oh, okay. And I also want to rant about something later, so you definitely want to stick around for that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stick around.
One
Stick
thing
around.
that John, you were mentioning is the cutting. Like, I don't know if I've seen as many cuts in a Brad Underwood offense than tonight's game. It was insane. Like, it's so beautiful when you
It
hit the
is.
open cutter. It's amazing.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It makes me think of if Will Riley is a late draft pick in the first round this year, like if I'm the Denver Nuggets, I'm absolutely drafting him because like guys who play with Jokic are just awesome. And like Will has just such an instinct with it, plays with Tommy. And I don't know if you guys know who the GM of the Nuggets is. There's also a connection there. Maddie.
Like I said at the open, I'm not an NBA guy.
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
who's that? Whose son? Whose dad's?
Yeah.
Who is I? Who's on the? I'm pretending like I kind of know.
Josh knows.
Just say it, Johnny.
It's Kerry Booth's dad.
Yeah, someone on the team. I
Yes,
knew it. Someone
yes,
on the team.
yes.
That's right. So are you saying that he could get drafted by them this year?
Yes. I mean,
Kerry
if he's
Booth.
available, if he's
Kerry Booth. I'm
available.
saying if Kerry
Yeah,
Booth.
Kerry Booth.
Yeah, Kerry
Yes,
Booth.
Kerry Booth. It's like a best
Yeah.
Nuggets are going. Best available
Yeah.
this year.
What's worse? If you're the GM, no, I'm not. I'll say it. If you're the GM of like an NBA organization and you pick up your son to play on their summer league roster, or your son is like the assistant coach on your college basketball team.
We never really talked about we're not really like a LeBron James podcast. This is we never really I don't think we've
Ooh.
ever
What's
we don't.
funny is neither one of those was in reference to LeBron James,
Oh,
but
are you not talking about like G League LeBron drafting?
No, he's
No.
talking about if Kerry were to play on Summer League
Right.
for the Nuggets in the
Or
future, or
your dad
Tyler
as a head
Underwood,
coach
yeah. Has you as
Oh.
assistant coach.
All I'm going to say is the offensive coordinator, 106 points today.
It's tough to beat that. Tough to beat
Yeah,
that.
yes. And I did see from our buddy Zach on Twitter who said Andy Katz just asked Brad Underwood what he thought of the offensive execution after we put up 106. And then he said, this guy is so fucking dumb. But
Oh man, yeah.
so great work, Tyler.
Shout
Okay.
out Tyler. Shout out to the offense tonight. You guys really showed up. Big record points, right? In the tournament, right?
Second most to
Second.
combined most, second most, two Iowa from 2 years ago,
Got it. I guess we just have to put up 115 tomorrow against Maryland and
Yeah, and after our first performance against them, it we're on our way.
apples and oranges,
Okay.
because there is a man by the name of Rez Johnson who's back. I love, obviously, I'm sure the game plan was to limit him minutes wise because it was obviously his first game back, but we're going to need Merez for, like, I don't know, 45 minutes tomorrow night. 45 minutes
Yeah.
tomorrow night, like, against Maryland's big men. So I like how he got 12 minutes. He wet the beak a little bit, got some minutes. Remember what it was like to play big boy college basketball. Hit the ice tub, rest the arm, recast, do what you got to do, and be ready for an all out war tonight or tomorrow night, Mraz, because he's going to need to be, him and Tommy are going to need to be like,
Yeah.
I Tommy should eat like 8,000 calories tonight and see if he can just
Oh,
put on like a couple pounds, do the Fletch treatment when he had mono, or it's just like Fletch is just like watching him eat. It's like eat more. So the big men will have a doozy of a time tomorrow.
but it was just so great to see Merez back. I mean, that just a vintage Merez moment. His immediate first points are off that rebound and put back, just like, oh yeah, he can still rebound. Like, this dude's really good. So
That's right.
that was fun to watch.
That was that, absolutely.
It and now just actually having a backup center and actually having some size at the four is going to be really fun to watch. So very,
Right.
very excited. I don't know. It seems like we have kind of a clear seven-man rotation now, I would say. And then it's DGL trying to find his way in there, but really not at the moment.
Right, which is what you need.
But now it's like Ben kind of has a role and he's been solid. So
Right, which is what you want, I think, when you get to March, right? Where it's
yeah.
like you tighten your rotation, and that's it. I think they were talking in the post game here. Obviously, we're not like Maryland basketball experts, but they were like, I think it was Robbie that was saying, like, Maryland's got really no deficiencies. The only thing is that they're not deep. And it kind of doesn't matter when you get to March, as long as you're not getting into foul trouble. If you, it's college basketball. These kids are young. They've got motors. Like, you should be in extremely good shape. All the guys can run sub 5 miles. Like, you don't really have to be deep when you get to March necessarily. I think that's helpful in a slew of a 20, game Big Ten season. You got guys getting injured and mono and sick and ankles and yada yada. But when you get down to March, you only need, I think, six or seven at the most players, Johnny. And maybe teams like Maryland and Illinois are kind of finding that stride this time of the year where they've tightened that rotation.
Yeah, it weathered the storm certainly, but now it's like just win the game that you're about to play, which I do want us to. I'm glad that we could take our foot off the gas a little bit in this Big Ten tournament game because we still have three more after tonight.
Was that an Indy 500 joke?
No, they made a lot of Indy 500 references. I was just really merely referencing like try to rest Tommy a little bit because you got Maryland tomorrow, then you got who, Purdue or Michigan after
Johnny was
that,
talking
and
about
then
like plans
then
for St.
Michigan
Patrick's
State,
Day.
yeah.
Johnny was talking about plans for St. Patrick's Day 2 days ago. And it's like, yeah, on Saturday I think we'll go somewhere at 11, and then we'll go to Findlay Dunn's at 3 o'clock for the game, as if there's just like zero doubt in anyone's mind that we're playing on Saturday afternoon. No doubt in Johnny's mind. He's coming off a hot streak in Vegas, so I know.
It's just everything's we're just winners now. You know, we've won four games in a row. Right? So it's fitting.
It's time to start flipping that coin. Did you come out on top, Johnny, in
I
Vegas?
did come out on top. I did come
Okay.
out on top. It was
How
good.
much did you need the State of Illinois parlay at the start of your trip to sort of,
Ooh.
boost?
That was really getting the ball rolling, which was
Okay.
nice. It was nice. But I would say both in the sports betting and in the casino games, we were positive. So having them paired together was certainly nice to pay maybe for some flights and lodging and that sort of stuff. So it
Flights and
was,
lodging. Well, you don't need flights or lodging from Milwaukee,
yeah, exactly.
because
So,
you've got both of those set already.
it is peak like bracket. Look at right now, like look at the locations, who we might be matched up. But some of them, I really like the matchups. Other ones,
Yeah, Johnny, let's
I'll
hear it now
save it for our
because,
Sunday
yeah,
podcast, but
what? Give us a preview of Sunday, and I know where it starts.
where does it start,
It
Josh?
starts with a team in Des Moines.
Oh, Drake?
Yeah, for a 7 seed on their 10 line, you're gonna flip like
Oh,
15 tables.
I'd be fine with Drake.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with it. Give me the 58th best team in KenPom. Okay.
He pulled that out
Get
quick,
yeah,
people.
no. But Johnny, compare him to the other 10, like the other 10 seeds. Like, what if they're like the easiest of the hardest of the 10 seeds?
I
Then
mean,
you're, if you
maybe.
can't beat a fucking 10 seed to make the Sweet 16, then what are we doing? You know,
No.
then what are you doing?
No, it's make the round of 32, but
Or make the round
I
of 32,
saw us
excuse me.
against Vanderbilt. I like that matchup. Even though Vandy's won against some good teams. Like, I don't know. There's not a ton of teams that are the team that I wouldn't want to play is like a Gonzaga. Unfortunately, we're out of the 8-9 matchup. That's a team that's going to be
Officially,
underseeded. Yeah, officially.
you don't move up tonight. Tonight changes nothing.
You could have gone down
You could have
tonight.
gone down if you'd
Yeah, but I'm
lost.
saying right now we're
Right.
in the like probably a six
Right.
seed,
I'm just
not
saying,
like,
generally
yeah.
speaking, tonight, you know, you yeah, if you had lost tonight, you probably moved down. You took care of business. You covered. Tomorrow, if you win, you absolutely solidify definitely six. I don't
Yeah,
know,
hopefully
five, you
six.
know.
It's hard because just
There's so
what
much
the
going on.
other
Yeah.
teams that we're clumped with.
You're right.
Like if you look at bracket matrix right now, there's a lot of teams right kind of in that 5 to 7 seed range. I honestly would not be surprised if we end up being like the 20th ranked team, which would set us up to be a 5 seed, but have
Yeah.
to get pushed to the 6th line because
Yeah.
there's so many Big Ten teams that are potential 4 seed.
Yeah, you know who, according to Bracket Matrix, are two of the 5 seeds right now? Are the Big Ten teams that the University of Illinois has beaten handily, Oregon and Michigan. So, you know, I know there was some uproar with the standings this week. What was it? It was us, and then in front of us, in no particular order, were Mizzou, Michigan, Oregon, and was there one more? That was there might have been one more. Or it was those three that were ahead of us. So, I don't really give a shit about AP rankings. I just care about seeds being put correctly. So
But yeah, you could make the argument in some ways that some of those teams have slightly better resumes than us. Maddie, I think the other team that was in front of us there was Purdue, who we also just beat. So it was
Purdue's
like
the four
four
seed.
teams. No, but I'm saying when you were talking about the AP poll, I
Oh,
think the four teams directly in front of us were those four teams that we'd all beaten. But that's almost why, if we were to get a 5 seed, I kind of feel good because it's like that 4 seed quality like team. Our teams that we've been able to take care of. The really good teams, maybe we've struggled with a little bit with the Tennessees, the Bamas, the Michigan States, but like the, oh, it's another top 15 team, kind of right in our wheelhouse. UCLA, too, like.
right. UCLA on Bracket Matrix is I average 5.99. We're directly behind them at 6.08. So obviously the experts see them. But again, this in a couple hours from now is going to be obsolete, which is such a fun part about March. Like, this is so much fun. This is so awesome that things change at such a rapid progression. But yes, things will obviously materialize over the next few days. If you beat Maryland, if you can beat Maryland. Tomorrow night, that would be obviously huge. I've been checking to see if I can't see if there's any spread yet. I mean, obviously they will be favored, I would imagine, by, I don't know,
Three or four. Yeah.
four. Yeah, on a neutral site with Merez. So yeah. Okay. That was tonight's game. We missing anything?
Well, Josh has some Kylan Boswell talk.
Oh, there is some
Yes. Okay. So,
Cajun Boz talk.
which I feel like we didn't appreciate him enough
Oh
earlier
yeah, let's all
appreciate
just like
appreciate
everyone together.
appreciate
Everyone take another
appreciate
deep breath, say
appreciate
appreciation.
Yes,
Let's
Kylan. No,
light
but
one of
he was
those.
just kind of like a bully out there tonight, which was
Yeah.
awesome. Like he's just so strong, and you put smaller dudes on him, and just like all the Iowa white dudes, just you're just like skinny and not able to handle this
Not a
buff
str
guy.
so Fletch, yes, good.
Yeah,
Strong, yes.
Yeah, we got to figure out, should we take out a poll? Like, are we backing on Fletch after that type of performance or versus
Fletch
not? Like, I don't know if it's still affecting the 3-point shooting.
good.
Maybe it's like a long-term strategy by March where like they're able to figure it out, and throughout the year they're not, because the 3-point shooting obviously correlates to how strong people get.
Right. and they're getting stronger as the year goes on. So there was some out of Tucson, there was some
Yeah, two
hullabaloo.
different two different news outlets in Tucson. One is Iron Mike Luke, who has
Really?
del yeah,
This
Iron
guy,
Mike.
Iron Mike
Yeah.
Luke? Iron Mike? Didn't he play like 3,000 games in a row?
I don't know what you're talking about. He is he's been on one about Kylan the whole entire time. He gets into it with Illini fans like from the start of the season related to Kylan. And he had a tweet that he has now deleted that Kylan chirped back at him about. And then, so since Kylan like chirped back at him, Jason Shear, who is the 247 writer.
Jason Shear and Iron Mike both got in on the game here.
I'm sick of you. One second. I'm gonna just quickly show you what a picture of Jason Shear looks like.
Yeah, that's Jason Shear.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him.
That's
That's him. I don't have anything to say. That's him.
podcasting trick is like talk about what you show someone on the phone.
It's Jason. That's Mr. Shear.
Okay, so he tweets, "It's a weird dynamic Kylan had. Media had pictures and so did fans. Multiple things that would normally get a player in trouble, but it was hidden because he was on the team. Oh well, what could have been? Everybody is likely happier now." Like, how is an accredited news outlet, like reporter with the University of Arizona, able to tweet something like that? Like, how do you have any pride in your profession, any respect for your profession to tweet something that's so disrespectful to a player? Putting accusations out there to a player without any like credence. Is that a
Wow. Yeah,
word?
you're just kind of saying stuff to say stuff, you know? And
I
you're
know,
like,
and
oh, I'm
like,
just going to put it out there, but actually not say anything and
yeah, that's
act like I'm reporting on something.
like Access just is normally not that website. And the fact that he would
Yeah.
pretend
So what did he say? What did he say about him? Say it again. Was he making shit up?
he's implying he probably is not making shit up, but he's probably implying that Kylan did things that there's pictures of. In which, like, is the reason why Kylan transferred, but none of that's true because he just, like, obviously wasn't fitting in Arizona, which I don't know, maybe that's the reason why, but and wanted to transfer back to Illinois. He
But
was
you're
always going to
slant.
see
But
you later.
regardless, it sounds like regardless of what like you're slandering a guy a year later, you're slandering a 19-year-old kid a year later for something that may or that there's no actual substantive information about. Yeah, that seems like a shitty thing to do a year later.
Yeah, and
Got
it's
it.
what's the word when you like hold something over someone?
Blackmail?
Yeah, they're like blackmailing him.
Well, what are
Like,
they asking for in return?
no, just like saying like, "Hey, we can get you in big trouble."
Well, okay. Seems like a nothing burger to
Absolute
me.
losers, and then Kylan roasted them, but I think also Kylan deleted his tweet, so.
Boom. Big game bossed. Appreciate, appreciate, appreciate.
Appreciation.
Appreciate,
Let's see if
appreciate.
Kylan's tweet still.
Appreciate. This was
Sorry,
a bit
Kylan.
of a like revenge, not revenge game, but like a
Prove you wrong game.
go put it up, yeah, game for
Yeah,
big
it's
boss right
just,
there.
yeah, Josh, I'm rereading this. Like, once again, media had pictures and so did fans. If you're claiming to have pictures, why don't you post it then? Big dog, big reporter, Jason Shear. Like, I really don't get it.
Wow, year five of the podcast, we really called out some people in the media in year five. We had our little tiff with Mike.
Yeah.
We had this.
Yeah.
The gloves are
I
coming
mean,
off, boys, in year five in the boardroom.
and to Maddie, to like give some more context about the Iron Mike Luke tweets,
Did you
which kind
find
of
it?
started it all. So Kylan tweeted at him 4 days ago after maybe we had beaten Purdue, and Iron Mike Luke had tweeted, "Boswell is barely playable for Illinois, and most fans want him gone. I really miss all the Illinois fans on my timeline raving about how great Boswell would be for Illinois after leaving Arizona." He had tweeted that in like the middle of February, which I don't think at any point people were saying we want Kylan Boswell gone. I think people maybe would have been like, you know, shot selection hasn't been amazing, but he's been the best defensive player on our team. Like, at no point was anyone saying we want him gone. So
Yeah.
then Kylan like tweeted a picture of that saying like, checking your temp, Iron Mike Luke. And then Michael Luke against responds saying, "Kylan, we all had high expectations for you. Had you focused on hoops and not getting plastered 3 nights per week at the Blind
Whoa.
Pig and trying to sneak into blackjack tables before conference tourney games, maybe it would have worked out."
I feel like all three of us reading that message, you're like, I love you, Kylan. Like,
Yeah,
that
I'm
is.
like, can I hang out with
Dude, that's awesome.
Kylan?
That
Like,
sounds like a great time in college, man.
I get to be
Holy.
a star point guard basketball player at the like a power five school. I play blackjack and I drink alcohol. What a life.
That would be sick. Can I sign up for that in my next life? That sounds like a blast. Wow, Kylan, that, yeah.
Hey guys, once again, really good defensive player, good point guard, shorter player. Maybe he likes to go out at night. Does that remind you of anyone? Maybe a Trent Frazier? Like, I think we can tolerate something like that. Like, maybe he's a
Yeah,
little bit of a night owl. That's fine.
I love
We can
it.
handle that in Champaign. Maybe not Tucson.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that, Kyle. I don't think there's any casinos,
That's
unfortunately,
a
in Champaign.
compliment.
That is
Yeah.
a
Hey, there is
compliment.
one in Danville.
You got to take what's the one on the boat there, like an hour away? Yeah,
Peoria.
Peoria. That was our first time went to a casino there after 21. We took a trip there. That was eye-opening, let me tell you. A lot of did
Oh,
not see Kylan there, although he would have been like
at the
11. He would
Paradise.
have been like 11 years old.
Yeah, reminder that Kylan is legitimately still 19 years
Yeah,
old. It's crazy.
insane. The pressure that these teenagers come under is like
Exactly.
so
Like,
preposterous. And for him to go out there and have such an awesome game, appreciate, like just appreciate. So
appreciating.
appreciating loading. So shout out Big Game Boz. Let me be the first to say we would like you back next year.
You're not the first one to say that, to
I'm
be
not the
honest.
first one. I'm not the
Maybe on
first
this
one.
podcast officially, but I'll be second. We want you
Stamped.
back next year.
Well, that's actually weird though, because I was told that he's barely playable for Illinois and most fans want him gone. But I'm talking to two fans who want him to stay.
Yeah, it's
That's
actually
weird.
crazy that it's crazy, and it's similar to like the fact that we just won a Big Ten tournament game in the same year that we hit rock bottom.
No, we're done with that. We're done with that. We like Mike. We're done with that, Josh. There it is. He
It's
can't.
just a joke. It's just a joke.
He cannot do it. It's a
It was a
compulsion.
joke the whole time. The whole thing was a joke.
Gotcha. Ah, April Fools, we gotcha. That felt necessary actually to contextualize what went down tonight, because Kylo did have such a good game in the face of Iron Mike and Blind Pig Jason. Anyways, all right. We got anything else here tonight before we turn the we're at the phase in the season now. I will let everyone know that we are recording after every Illinois game, no matter what happens. So we'll definitely be recording Sunday night, no matter what. We'll be recording after every Illinois game from here on out. It's the postseason, boys. It's time for us to it's postseason for the podcasters too. So step up, and hopefully we get to do a couple more of these episodes
Over
before.
under 6 more podcasts.
Over.
Okay, you don't want my answer. What would the actual over under be set at? Like if there was if they're vague if you could if you could
We're no longer a higher seed in any of the remaining games that we play,
with
unless we
the
somehow.
exception of the first game in the
Right,
tournament.
no. I'm saying I was gonna finish my sentence and say Big Ten tournament, unless we somehow, who's the 8 seed, who just won today in the morning, who's the eight seed?
Oregon, Indiana.
Oregon, yeah,
Oregon beat
unless
Indiana.
somehow Oregon goes to the final. So we're no longer going to be the higher ranked team. And then we'll be the higher ranked team in most likely one, maybe two.
Well, no, USC could still win and then
Oh, yeah. All right. That was a dumb comment by me.
Well, we still got time. We
That's
would
okay.
need you we would need USC to win and then beat Michigan. Just easy things to happen for sure
Yeah.
after they barely squeaked by Rugster. But
And I knew me down, I said
Double overtime.
Rutger.
Come on, Shiano's gonna have a good team this year. Anything else? Obviously, everyone already knows that Ryan Mead's 40 and bench would have been the third best among linebackers at the combine, but
We're just waiting on that T.Y. Edwards waiver.
yes. Grounds for waiver is wants to play more football in camp.
Yeah, it really is. It was he played 5 games and that was close to the 4 game limit.
It's like reason because I wanna. Which I don't know, that feels like enough of a reason to let him back. Why not? Why not run it
Brett's gonna
back?
shoot his shot. Like,
Why not?
if
And that's what I love
anything,
about Brett. You know what? There were past coaches in Illinois football that I don't think would have shot that did not shoot their shot
Correct.
when given out, like you gotta shoot your shot, man. So Let's see if we can get one more year of T-Raw.
Do you guys know what season it is right now? It's the season in which like the lower ranked team is up to nothing on the higher ranked team, I guess like the lower seeded team. And so you take a picture of it and say upset alert.
You do that in the tournament too when the 14 seed goes up to nothing. Yeah, that's a classic. That'd be
Ooh,
kind of cool.
I did enjoy that, by the way. I love Drew Thalman, I think is his name. The guard from Iowa, who first of all missed three free throws. That would I think I would have shattered my phone screen if that had happened
I was
against one
thinking
of our
about you.
players.
Do we
Yeah.
do students? So it's two for nuggets. It's
Yeah.
like, do you get like a fish fillet? Oh, I don't want that.
It's a good question, but huge fan of him because he played at Morehead State last year. And so now 3-0 against our guy, and just every win has been special. So I love it. I love
They
it.
get more and more special
Yeah.
as the year goes on. Awesome, boys. Postseason basketball. You just there's nothing better than postseason Illinois basketball. Fucking love it. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Boardroom ILL.